20-yard line. El Molino taking over, trailing 21-7. The start of the second quarter here on the Game of the Week on KSRO. Weston Lewis, the quarterback, threw a beautiful touchdown pass to Jalen Hall right at the end of the second quarter. El Molino got on the scoreboard after trailing 21-0. They're going to get the ball to start the second half. DJ Ramilia will be the running back alongside Weston Hall. Two receivers left, one receiver right. Weston Lewis gets the snap, comes up the middle, finds a little hole, weaving his way around. He still hasn't gone down. Breaking tackles, he gets to the outside, and he's going down the left sideline where a big gain. Stays in bounds, takes a hit, and he's pounded out of bounds at the 40. Weston Lewis got the football and just gained 50 yards on that play before he shoved out of bounds at the 40. I would have liked to seen him step out of bounds there. He took a couple of hits that may not have needed to.
All in the name of picking up the extra yardage and trying to get things galvanized for his offense. I love it. If you're Piner, now the question's got to be, if you're Coach Bell, can you just throw those kids out there in pads? What jersey are you going to have them wear?
A 40-yard pickup on the first play from scrimmage for El Molino as Weston Lewis just went down the left sideline, and he was knocked out of bounds at the 40-yard line of Piner. And there's going to be a false start on Piner as they jump over the line of scrimmage. Juan Valencia jumped off sides. First and five for El Molino as they march it upfield 5 yards. Thanks for joining us here on the Game of the Week on KSRO. El Molino taking the opening kickoff here in the second half, trying to get on the board, trailing 21-7. Lewis gets the snap, pitches it out quickly to Ramilia. Excuse me, it's Jalen Hall, and Jalen Hall up the field for a first down as he gained 7 yards on the play. Lewis got the snap and quickly pitched it to Jalen Hall. And Jalen got a head of steam going up the field, and before he was stopped, he gained the first down, and the ball's put down at the Piner 29-yard line. First and 10, Lions. Lewis in the shotgun, two receivers right, two receivers left, fakes the handoff, comes up the middle, and this time Piner stops him as he gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Stuffed by a gang of prospectors there on the play. Piner doing a good job of settling in here, kind of digging their heels in after giving that initial big play up.
Samail Burry on the stop. No gain, second down and 10. Lewis looking over to Coach Randy Parmeter. Now he gets the signal, relays it to the rest of the team. Hall the halfback to his left. Two receivers right, one receiver left. Weston with the snap. Now he bounces off some tacklers. He gets to the outside, but the pursuit from Piner finally drags him down. And Lewis is getting up very slowly. It may have turned his ankle on the tackle. He's on the ground.
And this is not a good sign if you are El Molino. Backup quarterback is Logan Woolsey. He'll start getting loose on the sideline here.
Lewis trying to get up, walking it off on the sideline. He'll have to go out, I think, for one play at least. He's bent over on the sideline.
And you go from a 6'2", 195-pound quarterback to a 6'3", 200-pound quarterback. So they've got some units there at the quarterback position at El Molino.
Woolsey coming in quickly to take a snap here. We're keeping our eye on Weston Lewis on the sideline. He's on one knee on the sideline. Looks like he'll come back after this play. Woolsey getting the call from Randy Parmeter now. He's in the shotgun. Shifts Jalen Hall to the left. Woolsey gets the snap, and he's going to pass. He drops back. He throws, and he throws it into the ground, incomplete. Ryan Palmer got it on one bounce.
Palmer getting into a pushing and shoving match with Adonis Gutierrez there after the play. That'll be something to keep an eye on here. I always love the composure component here in high school games.
Woolsey coming over to the sidelines, going to stay in for another play. Talks to Randy Parmeter, gets back on into the shotgun. Cole Van Stone split to the right, wide. Two receivers to the left. Jalen Hall switches to the left, and there's a rush by Piner. Woolsey gets away, and he fumbles. The football's on the ground. Piner picks it up. Isaac Kim recovers the fumble and was able to move upfield 2 yards. As Woolsey dropped back to pass, the Piner rush was relentless and sacked him. The ball coughed up, and Isaac Kim was the beneficiary as he picks it up, and he's downed at the Piner 48-yard line.
The good news for El Molino is that Weston Lewis is up and moving around on the sideline. It looked like he got his ankle taped up, and he's good to go. The bad news is that, unfortunately, he's going to have to wait a little bit longer before he gets to go out there and test that ankle. A prime mistake from a backup quarterback. You want to get mad, but you really can't.
Yonatan Isaac, the quarterback for Piner, in the shotgun. Hands it off up the middle to Adrian Torres. And Adrian Torres drags Ryan Palmer 5 yards before Palmer's finally able to get him to the ground.
Now credit Palmer. He's only 5'8", 160 pounds, but he's not afraid to stick his nose in there and try and bring the ball carrier down, even if it results in him going for a bit of a ride.
Yeah, one of the leading tacklers in today's game, no doubt about it. He's had his nose in there on a lot of plays for El Molino. A little man with a big heart. Second down and 2. Again, Adrian Torres comes up the middle, and Palmer chases him around again and grabs him in the back, but not until Adrian Torres gets a first down for the Piner Prospectors at the El Molino 39-yard line.
Now, this is what I liked about what Coach Bell has done with Piner. You are this close. You are on the home stretch of the season, you're staring down a potential playoff run. And if you're Piner, you need to make sure that everything is running at 100%, all full cylinders. And if you have to take away the jerseys to get the offense galvanized, so be it, Nick. And that's looking like what's going to happen here.
Isaac with the snap, throws over the middle, and the ball's off of Isaac Torres' hands. The receiver doing a skinny post pattern. Yonatan threw the ball perfectly, and Isaac Torres with the drop, incomplete pass.
Ball goes right through his hands. It was solid defensive coverage there from El Molino, but he still had plenty of space to haul the ball in and probably make a move to cut up field. Just got a little excited there. Can't have that if you're Piner.
Second down and 10, the football at the El Molino 40-yard line. The Prospectors leading the Lions 21-7 early in the third quarter. The snap goes to Yonatan Isaac. He comes up the middle, breaks a tackle, found some holes, but he gets a first down, and he's finally brought down at the El Molino 28-yard line. First and 10, Prospectors.
And just what the doctor ordered here, if you are the Prospectors, moving the chains, still keeping that clock running. You're basically doing everything that El Molino wants to do on the offensive side of the ball with your turn. You're keeping that clock running, establishing the run. You're getting off great passing plays. And it's just the wide receivers need to start hauling in the passes here for Yonatan Isaac.
Isaac, 6'1", 160, cat-like quick. Gets the snap. Now he wants to throw. Throws quickly, and the ball's almost intercepted. Looking to the right to try to find his receiver. Samail Burry offline a little bit. Opportunity for El Molino to make the interception, but the ball falls to the ground. Second down and 10.
Wasn't sure who that pass was intended for there, Nick, on the play. Samail Burry was in the vicinity, and so was Michael Collins. That looks like it was just a miscommunication and a breakdown in route running.
Yeah, I think you're right. Two receivers right there. Maybe Yonatan got a little confused of which one he was going to throw it to. Lucky that ball wasn't intercepted. Second down and 10. Ball right at the El Molino 36-yard line. Snap goes to Yonatan, hands it up the middle to Adrian Torres, and Adrian Torres is dragging El Molino tacklers on his back, close to a first down.
Number 52 for El Molino, David Estrada, hopped on Torres' back right around the line of scrimmage and then was carried for about another 6 yards before it took two more Lions to come in there and bring him down.
It's going to bring him third down and a long 2. The Prospectors leading 21-7, the football just inside the El Molino 20-yard line. Isaac in the shotgun. Torres to his right. Two receivers left, two receivers right. The snap is good. Yonatan fakes the handoff. He's trying to get the end. Jalen Hall comes up and grabs him, but he's going to fall forward for the first down just inside the 15-yard line.
Did a great job in scrambling out there, able to navigate at the tight end there, Samail Burry, for the block to seal the edge there, and he's able to pick up the first down, keep the clock running, Piner doing a great job of just manipulating time of possession here in the third quarter.
Yeah, Burry with the great block sprung Yonatan for the first down, and the Prospectors have the football at El Molino's 15-yard line, leading 21-7. 6 minutes and 40 seconds remaining in quarter number three. Yonatan with the snap, throws over the middle, and batted away by Jalen Hall.
A great job there by Jalen Hall to knock that ball away. There was reservations for six there as Isaac was on point looking for Jacob Herman. And, yeah, Hall able to stick his meepaw up there at the last minute, knock that ball away.
Yeah, great athleticism by Jalen Hall as he timed his jump perfectly. Herman got deeper than Jalen Hall. The pass was maybe underthrown just a tiny bit, but give Jalen Hall all the props there. He's an athlete that made a play. We've got an injured player on the ground here for Piner. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Quick, sugar, those enemy agents are right behind us. Get in the car.
Oh, no!
Let's go. Just a second. What the?
You were too busy to take the car to Rick's Automotive, hmm? Yeah.
But
Rick's Automotive does free battery checks, provides honest service, even a Napa Auto Care Center, brakes, tires, batteries, everything to get your car on the road. But no, somebody was too busy.
But
Rick's Automotive, located at 6560 Railroad Avenue in Forestville.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to Piner High School. Nick Mattis, Jeff Woodworth, Michael Baribault bringing you all the action. Piner Prospectors leading El Molino 21-7, 6 minutes 35 seconds remaining here in quarter number 3. Our next broadcast will be on Saturday, November 16th, the round 2 of the North Coast Section playoffs. We will not know who is playing and where we're doing the game from until that weekend. Before that,
all we can promise is that it's going to be a great game moving forward. I'm really interested to see how the NCS playoffs change up now. They've switched the format. They've shifted away from the 4-5 divisions of 16 teams, and they're going to more, I believe, 7 or 8 now of 8 teams. So more teams getting a chance to come in there in the postseason and making a chance to get a chance at a play at an NCS run. And an update there on this injury, that's number 80, Sumail Bair. After being down during the quick commercial break, he is now walking off under his own power. It appears that he's just a little shaken up there on his left leg, yeah, with a little bit of a limp. But again, walking off under his own power, so that's promising. And number 14, Mason Cole Schweizer, will come in to fill that vacancy now on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I think Barry's going to be back. He's just shaken up on the play. Piner's got the football at the El Molino 15-yard line. Second down and 10. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Adrian Torres, the lone back, with Yonatan Isaac, the quarterback. Torres is right behind Yonatan Isaac. Isaac gets the snap, throws over the middle, and it's caught for a touchdown. Jacob Herman. As Yonatan Isaac threaded the needle to Jacob Herman just in front of the defensive back, and the Prospectors have struck gold, leading 27-7 with 6 minutes and 30 seconds remaining here in quarter number 3.
Isaac doing a great job of putting that ball where only Herman could catch it, down low around the knees. He's able to reel it in, fall over into the end zone for a touchdown, and yes, just out of the outstretched hands of Jalen Hall there for El Molino. And again, Piner penning this extra point, ready to go up by 3 scores.
The snap is good. There's a mix-up. Looked like somebody came free for El Molino and did not get called. And let's see if there was an offside. But somebody on the left side of the line came free for El Molino, and the PAT is no good. No penalties on the play, so we're going to go ahead and send it back to Joe. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Le Coco's, voted North Bay's best Italian restaurant 5 years straight. Italian-born and New York-raised, Joe Le Coco offers an authentic, rustic-style cuisine.
Fresh, simple, and local ingredients provide a Northern California accent. Open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Located in the heart of Santa Rosa at 117 4th Street. Call them at 523-2227. La Coco's Cucina Rustica. Enjoy a meal at Northern California's best Italian restaurant.
Larkfield hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Piner High School. The Prospectors have struck gold again, leading 27-7 with 6 minutes 30 seconds remaining here in quarter number 3.
And Nick, on that point after attempt, I think what happened was is that Yonatan Isaac, the holder, got a little spooked by that defender that was creeping up. And then as a result, Isaac Torres had to run and try and make something happen. And speaking of Isaac Torres, on this kickoff attempt, he just pulled up limp. It looks like he's going to have a calf cramp. I've never seen that before. Is this going to be a false start on the kicking unit?
Yeah, they're going to push him back 5 yards and coming off on his own power, but very gingerly is Isaac Torres.
You can see that left calf is flexed right now.
Yeah, he may have a cramp. There's no doubt. Let's hope that's it. El Molino trailing 27-7, 6 minutes 30 seconds remaining here in quarter number 3. Thanks for joining us here on the Game of the Week on KSRO. Nick Mattis, Jeff Woodworth, Michael Baribault, bringing you the action. We'll be back Saturday, November 16th, for a Saturday night special, round 2 of the North Coast Section playoffs. We're not sure who will be playing or where we will be, but we will be on the air 6:35 that night for our pregame show. Piner 7-0 this season.
And Torres hobbling off. The best way to describe what he's doing right now to fight off these calf cramps is he's wobbling like a penguin off the field.
And to take his place to do the kicking off here is his brother, Adrian Torres, number 24. And Adrian hits a line drive, and it hits an El Molino frayer up front, and it comes right back to Adrian Torres. Are you kidding me?
That ball bounced off of number 28, Sol Berna. He didn't get any elevation on the kick. It was a line drive, and it looked like Berna was turning around just to see where the ball went. It hit him, and Torres was able to hop on it right there. Piner ball at their own 41-yard line.
I don't think you could, if he wanted to put that on a map and map it out, he could have done that any better. As he kicked it as hard as he could, and it hit the up back Burry and came right back to him.
Nick, I don't believe what just happened. I don't even think that's something that you could get to happen in Madden. That's better than a video game.
Oh, that was too much right there. It was fun describing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Piner with the football, leading 27-7. Bad break for the Lions. The football at the Piner 40-yard line. Yonatan Isaac hands it to Adrian Torres, and Adrian Torres breaking down the field. And he's finally tackled from behind by Jalen Hall as Torres with an excellent run of 35 yards. And he's brought down at El Molino's 25-yard line.
A terrific run there from Torres. And again, it's this separation that the offensive line is creating there at the line of scrimmage for Piner and allowing Torres to just waltz through these wide open gaps.
Diego Martinez, Rafael Madden, Isaac Kim, Donovan Carrillo, opening up some big holes for Adrian Torres. Isaac, the quarterback in the shotgun, the football at the El Molino 26-yard line. Again, hands it to Torres, who comes up the middle, and he follows his lead blockers. Fiji Madden with the number 77 leading the way, and he's brought down after a gain of 8. I was afraid this could happen. The Piner defense and offensive line has a way to impose their will. And El Molino has so many great athletes. But the Piner offense and defensive line, these big hog mollies, do a great job of wearing down the defense.
It's the size and strength of the Piner offensive line that is really just taking the finesse game of the El Molino defensive line out of the picture.
The snap goes to Isaac. He hands it up the middle, and Adrian Torres is tackled by that man, Coleman Hayes, the middle linebacker for El Molino, as Torres gets back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10. Excuse me. It's going to be third down and one. Excuse me. He did not get to the first to the line of scrimmage. Third down and one for Piner with the football at the El Molino 16-yard line. And it looks like El Molino is going to be offsides. Jumping offsides, Anthony Pacheco.
And number one, Isaac Torres will re-enter the game for the Prospectors. It looked like he was able to hit the foam roller to try and get that cramp out of his calf. And then we can also report that Sumail Berry is over there testing out that leg over on the sideline. Good to see him up and moving around. Looks like he'll be doing intermittent tests with the trainer there.
First and 10, Prospectors. The football moved up to the El Molino 13-yard line. The snap is good. The handle goes off to Adrian Torres, and he's finally brought down, but not until he lunges forward and gets inside the El Molino 10-yard line.
Splitting Coleman Hayes and Ryan Palmer, the two leading tacklers for this El Molino defense tonight, that's just got to be soul-crushing for the Lions.
Adrian Torres with an excellent effort. Just runs the football like a man possessed. Has so much energy and effort out there. The heart and soul for the Piner Prospectors. Second down and 5. The football just inside the El Molino 10-yard line. Yonatan with the snap. Throws over the middle. It's caught, but he stopped short of the goal line. Michael Collins makes the catch on a skinny post, but he's tackled short of the goal line. It'll be a first down Piner. The football at the El Molino 2-yard line. First and goal, Prospectors. 3 minutes and 30 seconds remaining here in quarter number 3. The Prospectors leading the Lions 27-7. Isaac Torres to the right. Two receivers left. Two receivers right. Isaac with the snap, and there's going to be a penalty on the snap. Looks like it's going to be a timeout, El Molino, before the snap. Randy Parmeter coming onto the field. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
They're tuning Japanese at Auto Japan. Since 1981, that's all they've done. Provided full-service care of Sonoma County's Asian vehicles. Nominated Best Auto Repair Shop in Santa Rosa, an industry leader in customer care and on-time performance, their warranty is one of the best. 24 months or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. They also offer complimentary loaner cars. Auto Japan at 3415 Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa. Call 707-575-0100. 575-0100.
News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Welcome back to Piner High School. The Piner Prospectors leading the El Molino Lions 27-7. Late in the third quarter, the Prospectors with the football at the 2-yard line. 3 minutes and 19 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. First and 10 Prospectors. First and goal, I should say. Adrian Torres, the only running back, alongside Yonatan Isaac. Two receivers right, two receivers left. The offensive line for Piner doing a great job. Fiji Madden, Isaac Kim, Diego Martinez, and Donovan Carrillo in the snap and the handoff by Yonatan to Adrian Torres, who scores a touchdown as he goes straight into the middle of the El Molino defense and plunges into the end zone. Touchdown, Piner Prospectors. Extending their lead to 33-7. The extra point looming, as Isaac Torres is back on the field for Piner. And heading back is that man,
Sumail Bear, coming back into the game. Looks like he was able to pass those tests there from the trainer on the sideline.
Piner has two players out for this game with concussions, Julian McLeod and Alex Vandenberg. Yonatan Isaac will be the holder.
some scoreboard issues here at Piners causing the delay. That's why we're waiting the extra point attempt.
Adrian Torres has ran the football beautifully tonight for the Prospectors, showing a lot of heart and soul. And Coach Terrence Bell mentioned to me that he is the heart and soul of the team. The snap is good. The hold is good. And Isaac Torres puts it right down the middle. 34-7. The Piner Prospectors leading the El Molino Lions. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Backyard Chefs, Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas is your Big Green Egg headquarters. With the Big Green Egg Kamado Barbecue, you can bake a pizza in 3 minutes or a perfect char on a steak at 600 degrees. Serious grillers can do ribs for 5 to 8 hours for that fall-off-the-bone goodness. Check out our holiday specials at buckstoves.net or visit us at 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. The Big Green Egg at buckstoves.net.
Pengrove hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to Piner High School. Thanks for joining us on the Game of the Week on KSRO. The Piner Prospectors leading the El Molino Lions 34-7. A few minutes left here, 3 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in quarter number 3. Piner Prospectors trying to extend their record to 8-0 on the season. The only undefeated team in this area except for American Canyon. And I don't know if we have an update on that vintage American Canyon game. American Canyon went into the game tonight 7-0. I like vintage in that game, but we'll see what happens. The kick is a low line drive kick. Again, Coleman Hayes gets it, and he comes up the middle, and this time he stopped at the 40. Coleman Hayes, who took the opening kickoff of the second half here and rumbled up the field 50 yards for El Molino. I should say that was at the end of the second quarter, and got El Molino in position for their only score of the game. So El Molino takes over, trailing 34-7. The football at their own 40-yard line.
New game plan. Have Coleman Hayes return your kickoffs.
He's a great athlete. I really love Coleman Hayes, the way he plays the game. Leading tackler for the Lions. He's got the heart and soul award for the El Molino Alliance, no doubt. Weston Lewis back in at quarterback for El Molino. Good sign and good news for them. Lewis takes a snap, comes up the middle, and he's pounded to the ground after a one-yard gain.
And Nick, this just in, we have an update on that American Canyon score. Vintage is currently leading American Canyon 28-14 in the fourth quarter.
Vintage is a strong team. The Crushers came in rated number 2 in our top 10 this week.
And they're showing why.
American Canyon was number 3. Piner was number 4. Everything changes Sunday night. Look for those new top 10s on the KSRO website. Snap goes to Weston Lewis. He quickly pitches it out to Jalen Hall. And the Piner defense is swarming all over the Lions right now as Jalen Hall loses 1 yard. And coming up a little bit lame is Jacob Herman, the defensive back for Piner. He's going to stay in the game, but he's trying to walk it off. Third down and 10 for El Molino. The Piner defense of line is starting to impose their will, Jeff. We've seen this before.
And it's only going to get downhill from here for El Molino unless they find a way to mitigate that.
Third down and 10. Weston Lewis looking over the Piner defense. Two receivers right. And we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Terrence Bell of the Piner Prospectors. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
T-Shirt Underground. Top quality, low-cost T-shirts made to your specifications. Call Ryan at 707-596-8624 or check him out online at shirt123.com.
Want small-town dental care with big-city technology? You'll find it in Forestville at Forestville Family Dentistry. Dr. Carol Shiner and her team make your dental health their number one priority. Call 887-2140, Forestville Family Dentistry.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. Please join me for play-by-play of every Raiders game on FM News Talk Radio KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
Welcome back to Piner High School. Piner leading El Molino 34-7.
Nick, an observation from up here in the booth with you. I don't know if you've been paying attention to Terrence Bell this third quarter. That man has had smoke fuming out of his ears the entire quarter. There is again, I mentioned it at halftime, there's a standard that he is trying to set here at Piner, and the kids are not meeting that standard right now. And you would not be able to tell that this team is currently up 34-7 right now with the way this guy is coaching on the sideline. He is trying to get every last ounce out of every last player.
Weston Lewis, third down and 10 for El Molino, drops back to pass, throws out into the flat, and it's dropped. The pass was a little low. Cole Van Stone made a nice effort on it, but it's going to go incomplete and force a punting situation for El Molino. Let's see if they stay on the field. No guts, no glory. They're trailing 34-7, 1 minute and 44 seconds remaining here in quarter number three. And yes, Randy Parmeter is keeping his offense on the field. Weston Lewis looking to the sideline. El Molino needs to dial up 10 yards here. Fourth down and 10. The football at their own 41-yard line.
Some might say this is too early, but you really have to do whatever you can at this point in the game to get some momentum going for your offense.
Lewis in the shotgun, drops straight back. Now he looks. The rush is on him. He's rolling out. Let's see if he can get to 10 yards, and he's going to come up 3 yards short. Piner's defense did a good job of pursuing, and Lewis was stopped just short of the first down, and the Piner offense comes back onto the field.
A great job there by the Piner defense to stop Lewis first, breaking down the pocket, forcing him out, and then being able to corral him and contain him, preventing him from getting the first down. Prospector ball, minute 30 left in the third quarter, and now I think you just go straight into clock-killing mode.
I want to give a quick shout-out there to the other coaches for Terrence Bell and the Piner Prospectors, Frankie Arroyo, the defensive line coach, the offensive line coach, Ronnie Cummings, the receivers coach, Daniel Craigie, Kuji Armani, Brandon Dermond, and Jeff Johnson. The snap goes to Isaac. He hands it off to Adrian Torres. And this time, Ryan Palmer, again, the little man with the big heart, makes the stop, along with Anthony Pacheco, a gain of one for Adrian Torres. Really impressed with Ryan Palmer. Just 5'8", has a big heart, puts his nose in there on the football. No doubt tonight him and Coleman Hayes have made the majority of tackles for the Lions. Second down and 10. Football at El Molino's 46-yard line. Isaac looking over to the sideline, getting a signal from five different coaches there, giving him a signal. And we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Terrence Bell. Let's keep it right here, Jeff. I got to tell you, I see how Terrence Bell is trying to get the most out of his players, and this is what he demands. He wants the team to give full effort and execute. He's not happy with their execution tonight, and he's letting the team know it. But I got to tell you, El Molino is a very good opponent. You know, they lost last week to Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa Panthers have figured something out. I got to tell you, they lost their quarterback, Anderson. He got injured. They have switched now into a running game. Last week, their offensive player, Mason Frost, ran for 439 yards. Santa Rosa may be the next tough opponent for the Piner Prospectors. Next week, they're going to play Montgomery, but keep an eye out on Santa Rosa. Their coach, Russell Ponce, has figured something out, and it may be the recipe for success for Santa Rosa, who started off the season 0-4, but have won two consecutive games.
It'll be interesting to watch Santa Rosa's newfound rushing attack go up against this Piner defense, a defense that has just been able to stifle every single opponent week after week after week.
Second down and 9. Isaac and the Prospectors back up on the line of scrimmage. The ball's handed off to Adrian Torres, who finds a big hole. He's coming up the middle. Can El Molino tackle him? They finally do at the 20-yard line. As Adrian Torres found a gaping hole in the El Molino Lions defense and rumbles 30 yards up the field before he's finally brought down right at the 15-yard line of El Molino. First and 10 Prospectors as they're marching down the field and knocking on the door. One more play remaining here in the third quarter. 34-7. Piner leading El Molino. The snap is good. Again, Adrian Torres coming up the middle, and he stopped just at the 10-yard line.
Again, credit this Prospector offense, able to just chip away play after play after play. And for solid gains, too. These aren't just 1-2-yard little plays to kind of keep the drive going. No, they're chewing up a considerable amount of field and clock at the same time. So credit to this offense.
Gage Anderson on the tackle for El Molino, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato, and save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Welcome back to Piner High School. 34-7, Piner leading El Molino. I'm Nick Mattis along with Jeff Woodworth and Michael Baribault. We'll get Michael's thoughts here on the third quarter here in just a moment. Jeff, you got some updates on some big games here of the top 10 teams?
I have some updates here. Rancho leading Windsor 20-14 in the third quarter. Santa Rosa, as we were just talking about before the commercial break, is currently leading Montgomery 48-21 in the fourth quarter. I think most notably that's a big eyebrow raise for me is the fall off that Montgomery has experienced from this year compared to last year. They did lose quite a bit of talent. They had BJ Johnson get that full ride to San Jose State to play safety. He was an offensive force. Advertis Patton's just got his hands full over there at Montgomery right now.
Isaac, the quarterback, gets the snap as we start the fourth quarter. He throws over the middle. He throws a little bit behind his receiver, Jacob Herman. The ball goes incomplete. Herman was open in the end zone. The pass a little bit behind him. Herman tried to spin around and make the catch, but couldn't get the handle on it, and it falls incomplete. Third down and 5 for Piner. The football right at the El Molino 10-yard line. Piner leading El Molino 34-7 as we start the fourth quarter. Piner 7-0 this season, trying to extend their victory to 8 straight on the season. Isaac, the quarterback, goes up, relays the signals to his lineman. Now he steps back into the shotgun. Adrian Torres, the running back, to his right. Isaac gets it, flips it out to Torres. He eludes one tackle, but he's going to be stopped short. Did he pick up the first down? Looks like he's going to be right at the first down marker.
It doesn't look like they're going to give it to him. I'm looking at the far sideline judge there, Brian Willis, holding up fourth down.
Fourth down and a long one. El Molino's defense needs to stiffen here, trailing 34-7. Isaac, the quarterback, looking over to the 5 coaches who are all giving hand signals. One of them is giving the signal that he wants. He goes up to the line, gives it to the lineman, steps back. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Adrian Torres right up the middle. Yonatan throws to the end zone. And it's caught. But looks like it could be an offensive pass interference. Let's see. Running in from the side is the sideline judge, Brian Willis. It could have been an offensive pass interference on Isaac Torres as he got a little space. Yes, it is. And I think that was a good call, Jeff, as Isaac Torres, the 6'1" receiver for Piner, was over in the left corner of the end zone. The ball was up in the air. He got himself a little bit of space as he made the catch for the touchdown, but it's going to be taken away and Piner's going to be pushed back.
I wonder if that cramp from earlier is going to come back to haunt him, because if you're 6'1", you shouldn't be pushing off against a 5'10" defender there in Ethan Ransom, but maybe if you've lost some of the bunny hops there, then you feel the need to push off and create that extra space.
Yeah, good point. And that's just what Piner likes to do, though. They like to give their athletes an opportunity to make plays. The strategy is very simple. Throw the ball down the field and let your athlete make a play. Piner has several great athletes on the edges. Torres, Gutierrez, Burry, Collins. These guys are all able to make catches. Isaac gets the ball. He throws it long down the right sideline. And the ball's broken up as Michael Collins had an opportunity, but Cole Van Stone came over to knock the ball away.
Cole Van Stone on the coverage there, hugging number two, Michael Collins, and then assist there for number 28, Sol Berna, to come over. The two of them able to pinch Collins and knock the ball away, preventing that score.
Yonatan Isaac threw the ball just where it needed to be thrown. There was an opportunity for Collins, but give credit to Cole Van Stone from El Molino as he played great defense and knocked it away. El Molino gets the football as Piner turns it over on downs. 11 minutes remaining here in quarter number four. 34-7, Piner leading El Molino. Weston Lewis gets the snap, throws quickly out in the flat, and the ball is dropped. Incomplete pass.
Number 21, Eric Diamond, went to go reel in that catch before it was broken up abruptly by the prospectors there. An incomplete pass falls harmlessly to the ground.
Isaac Torres, the defensive back for Piner, made the stick. Buried Diamond in the ground. Diamond had the ball in his hands, but as he hit the ground, the ball came free. Incomplete pass. Second and 10, El Molino with the football at the 20-yard line. Their own 20. Lewis shifts Jalen Hall to the right, gets the snap, hands it to Jalen Hall. He fumbles the football. It's picked up by Jacob Herman, who's down inside the El Molino 5-yard line. It's picked up by Juan Alejandras Valencia. Juan Alejandras Valencia picks it up and almost had the lineman's dream as he rumbled and bumbled and was downed at the 3-yard line.
Three yards shy of a touchdown that would never forget. 3 yards. You best believe he's going to lose sleep over those 3 yards tonight.
Well, the big play by one as Jalen Hall was stripped of the football. Valencia scooped it up and was trying to stumble into the end zone before he was down just short. And Piner has the football. There's going to be a penalty against El Molino. It looks like too many men on the field. Let's see what they're there. It's a timeout for El Molino as they were trying to get an extra player off the field. Randy Parmeter called a quick timeout. 10 minutes and 49 seconds remaining here. We're going to keep it right here. 34-7, Piner leading. Looks like you might have an update on that Vintage and American Canyon game.
Vintage and American Canyon have gone final, and I can report that Vintage has won 28-14.
That'll keep Vintage at the top of the Vine Valley League, and American Canyon sustains their first loss of the season. Coming into the tonight, we had Cardinal Newman rated number one in our top 10. Number two was Vintage. Number three was American Canyon. Number four was Piner. I expect after this win tonight that we were probably going to have to elevate Piner to number three. And then we'll have to take a look and see where we want to place American Canyon. The number five team coming into here was Windsor, and they were losing to our number six team, Rancho Cotati.
So pulling the curtain back for the listeners at home as to how we construct the top 10, each one of us on the team here fills out the 10. We send it in, we average it out, and we construct the list. And all I can say is after this performance now, I've been telling myself and asking Piner, how are you going to do with these tests, and they keep on passing each test that comes across. So I got to hand it to Piner here. They are one of the premier teams in the league, or in the North Bay right now.
Yeah, I agree, and I know the godfather, Joe Pasquini, has placed Piner up there at the top on his list each and every week. Piner with the football at the 2-yard line. The snap goes to Isaac. He hands it to Adrian Torres, who bowls his way up into the middle, and it's a touchdown for the Piner Prospectors. Adrian Torres, the man possessed tonight for the Piner Prospectors. The heart and soul is into the end zone. 40-7. Piner leading El Molino with the PAT looming. Isaac Torres in the game to kick the extra point. Their quarterback, Yonatan Isaac, will be placing the football as he has done all night.
Oh, looks like they're audibling to a two-point attempt here.
They are. Isaac goes up behind center, gives a call. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Yonatan gets the snap, throws it out, and it's a one-handed catch by Isaac Torres in the corner of the end zone. A great grab and a great throw as Isaac, the quarterback, threw it to Isaac Torres, the end, and Torres went up with one hand and pulled it in as he was falling out of bounds in the left corner of the end zone. The two-point conversion is good, and Piner extends its lead to 42-7 with 10 minutes 45 seconds remaining here in quarter number four.
Torres doing a great job of reeling that ball in one-handed. He had the defender Jalen Hall draped all over him. Again, I'm surprised that the refs kept the flag in their pocket on that play. Nonetheless, a terrific effort. They get rewarded for it. Piner's now at 42-7 here, and they are cooking with gas.
You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Backyard Chefs, Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas is your Big Green Egg headquarters. With the Big Green Egg Kamado Barbecue, you can bake a pizza in 3 minutes or a perfect char on a steak at 600 degrees. Serious grillers can do ribs for 5 to 8 hours for that fall-off-the-bone goodness. Check out our holiday specials at buckstoves.net or visit us at 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. The Big Green Egg at buckstoves.net.
Bennett Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Off by Piners. We're back to Piner High School as they lead 42-7. The kickoff is a low line drive kick. Jalen Hall takes it at the El Molino 10-yard line, brings it straight up the field, and he'll be tackled at the 30. Piner High School leading El Molino 42-7. Weston Lewis, the quarterback, injured earlier in the game, has come back for El Molino. El Molino wanting to try to get some points on the board against this stingy Piner defense. Piner has only allowed 21 points the entire season in their eighth game, well into the fourth quarter here. Just an incredible team that the Piner Prospectors are throwing out there. 18 boys suit up, and most of them go both ways. Nick Mattis, Jeff Woodworth, and Michael Barabalt on the sideline. We're going to get Michael's thoughts here of what he thought of the third quarter here shortly. He's right down there on the field taking a close look at the trenches, and Piner's starting to impose their will on both the offense and defensive lines. Lewis with the snap, drops back, throws over the middle, and it's intercepted by Piner. Coming up the middle, and he's tackled is Adrian Torres. Adrian Torres got the pass as he came up the middle at the 40-yard line, stopped immediately, and Piner gets the football again. Let's leave it right here. Joe, when we get our next break, we're going to play Michael's thoughts here of the third quarter. Coming back onto the field is Yonatan Isaac, the quarterback for the Prospectors. Isaac has thrown 41 touchdown passes this season, leads the nation coming into tonight's game. 6 foot, 160 pound senior, cat-like reflexes, has a great arm with great receivers. Two receivers right, two receivers left. The snap goes to Yonatan. He fakes the handoff, comes up the middle, and he's tackled right there at the line of scrimmage after a gain of one.
And the play will be called back for a holding against Piner.
Hey, Joe, go ahead and play Michael's interview here real quick, if we could, about the third quarter thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get that later. Referee Simon Terrell walking off the yardage. It's going to be a penalty against Piner, pushing him back 10 yards. Remains at first down. First down and 20. The football right at the 50-yard line. Piner leading El Molino 42-7. 8 minutes and 13 seconds remaining in quarter number 4. Snap is good. Isaac, the quarterback, drops back, throws long down the sideline. Going down to make the catch is Isaac Torres in the middle of two defenders draped all over him. Ethan Ransom, the defensive back, all over him. But Torres wills his way to the football and makes the grab, and he's down right after the catch at the El Molino 13-yard line, and a late penalty came in, Jeff.
That's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct. It looks like there's a lot of jaw-jacking going down there on the field. And at this rate of the game, if you're Piner, you come out and you've executed your mission. You just point to the scoreboard if they talk to you. And if you're El Molino, you really have no grounds to be talking with.
Let's see who the penalty is against. Torres made the catch. He had two El Molino defenders draped all over him. The penalty will be marked off against Piner. Unsportsmanlike conduct. Jeff Woodworth, the star of the show, calls it how he saw it, and he's right.
That was an easy one. You make a tackle, you pop up, and you got two face masks touching each other like that this late in the game, and there's no separation, then somebody's going to get called for it.
Piner leading El Molino 42-7. Next week, Piner's going to take on the Montgomery Vikings. Vikings having a tough season. Winless on the season. And that'll set up the big game at the against Santa Rosa and Piner for the Redwood title, it looks like. The snap is high, but Yonatan Isaac gets it, hands it off to Torres, who comes up the middle, and he's stopped after a gain of 3. Well, the odds maker, the schedule maker set it up nicely. It looks like it's going to be the Panthers and the Piner Prospectors for that battle to win this league. Both teams will probably come in undefeated at this point.
And at the start of the season, I'm not sure the Piner would have been necessarily in that conversation, just to show how great of a job they've done this year. And, I mean, if you had told me at the beginning of the year that Piner was going to go 7-0 and Montgomery was going to go 0-7, I'd have called you a liar.
The snap is high. Yonatan gets it, throws it out in the flat, and he throws it a little bit wide to Jacob Herman as they were trying to set up a wide receiver screen. Herman reached up with one hand. The ball went off his hand for an incomplete pass. 5 minutes and 40 seconds. We've got a running clock going. 42-7. Piner leading the El Molino Lions. Nick Mattis, Jeff Woodwork, and Michael Barabalt live here at Piner.
With the Godfather Joe Pasquini on the board back in the studio.
Pass thrown over the middle by Yonatan Isaac, and it's off the hands of the wide receiver who had an opportunity in the end zone. Jacob Herman almost dropped into the hands of, it almost went into the hands of Jalen Hall. What a crazy play that was. The ball, nobody could get a handle on it. Incomplete pass. Third down, fourth down and 6. Piner going to go for it. The ball at the El Molino 30, right at the El Molino 28-yard line. Isaac looking over for the signal. Got it. Hands it off to Torres, who comes up the middle. Spins away from a tackler. And he's got the first down, and he's finally brought down. But he's got a first down for the Prospectors. Spun away from a tackler. Would not go down. The heart and soul for the Prospectors. First and 10 Prospectors with 4 minutes remaining. Leading 42-7. Nick Mattis, Jeff Woodworth, and Michael Barabalt. We're going to have some post-game interviews with some players of the game for Piner. So stick around. Joe's got some highlights, and he's got scores. The handoff is a high handoff. It hands up to Adrian Torres. He's getting down to the end zone, but he stopped just short. Adrian Torres still running hard, but El Molino denied him of a touchdown as he got to the 2-yard line, stopped cold right there. 3 minutes, 24 seconds remaining, 42-7, Piner leading El Molino. Piner wanting to get one last touchdown. The ball's handed off to Adrian Torres, but knifing in and making a touchdown-saving tackle is Jalen Hall. Jalen Hall playing hard to the last seconds of the game. 42-7, El Molino trailing, but Jalen Hall showing nothing but heart, stopping Adrian Torres short of the goal line. Third down and goal for Piner. Clock is running. We're under 3 minutes. And there's going to be a timeout on the field. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
They're tuning Japanese at Auto Japan. Since 1981, that's all they've done. Provided full-service care of Sonoma County's Asian vehicles. Nominated Best Auto Repair Shop in Santa Rosa, an industry leader in customer care and on-time performance, their warranty is one of the best. 24 months or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. They also offer complimentary loaner cars. Auto Japan at 3415 Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa. Call 707-575-0100. 575-0100. 100.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to Piner High School. Piner leading El Molino 42-7, 2 minutes 52 seconds remaining in the ball game. The Piner Prospectors will go to 8-0 on the season, 2-0 in the Redwood League. El Molino will go to 3 wins and 4 losses and 0-2 in the Redwood League. Piner getting set up here. They have a second down and goal. The football on the 1-yard line. Next week, Piner will be playing Montgomery. We will be back on November 16th, Saturday night, for the Round 2 North Coast Section ball game here on KSRO beginning at 6:35. Yonatan Isaac gets the snap, and he's going to throw to the end zone, and he throws it, and it's caught for a touchdown by Isaac Torres. Same pattern as the PAT. Torres went up the field, broke to the outside, and Yonatan Isaac throws another touchdown pass. 48-7. Piner getting ready for the PAT. Looks like they're going to kick the PAT as Isaac Torres, who caught the touchdown pass, is in position to kick. Yonatan Isaac is going to be the holder. Might be a timeout or a delay of game. Delay a game against Piner as they had too many men on the field. Trying to get off the field was Michael Collins, and he didn't get off in time. So they're going to push him back 5 yards. Torres getting ready to kick the extra point. This kick will be from the 15-yard line, so it'll be a 25-yard extra point attempt. The snap is low. Yonatan picks it up. And the kick is low. So it'll stay right here, 48-7. The Piner Prospectors leading the El Molino Lions. 2 minutes, 45 seconds remaining in the game. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
For 26 years, Marin Orthodontics has provided high-quality orthodontic appliances to dentists and orthodontists in the San Francisco Bay Area. The quality of the appliances crafted at Marin Orthodontics Lab require 90% less chair time for fit. See their large selection of special effects for retainers and appliances that give kids and adults alike that one-of-a-kind smile. Designs range from simple sparkles and rainbow colors to comic book characters like Snoopy. Request your dental professional use Marin Orthodontics. MarinOrthodontics.com. Simply the best.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. Please join me for play-by-play of every Raiders game on FM News Talk Radio KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
Welcome back to Piner High School. The Piner Prospectors leading the El Molino Lions 48-7, 2 minutes 45 seconds remaining in the football game here at Piner High School. Their homecoming has been a huge success tonight, as they came out in the first half with their new black uniforms, leading 21-7 at halftime. Coach Terrence Bell decided to switch back to the maroon uniforms. He was not happy with their first half performance, and they've responded. The kick is a low kick, picking up at the 10-yard line, brought up the field. He's got a lane. He's trying to get to the corner. Ethan Ransom picked it up at the goal line with a beautiful return for El Molino as he's finally shoved out of bounds at the 45-yard line. First and 10, El Molino, shoved out of bounds by Samael Burry. Give me some thoughts right now, Jeff Woodworth. What are you thinking about this Piner Prospector team?
Piner's just a team that knows exactly what they need to do to win. They go out and they execute it. Granted, it took a little extra swift kick in the tuckers tonight, you know, changing the jerseys. But I really do. I love what Coach Bell has done with this program here. And I have to be completely honest, I was not a believer, but I have been since turned one now, seeing after witnessing these two games in person.
27-0. They've won the second half after leading the first half 21-7. Under center now is the backup quarterback for El Molino. Weston Lewis is under center, takes the snap. One of the few times that he does that, unless he's going to do a quarterback sneak. Hands the football off, and the running back, DJ Ramilius, tackled after a 4-yard gain. Clock is running. 1 minute and 23 seconds remaining in the ball game. Again, under center is Weston Lewis. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Jalen Hall, who comes up the middle, and he's tackled short of the first down. Piner defense has been very dominating today. Their defense and offensive line don't get enough credit. We talk a lot about their athletes, and they have some superb athletes, Jonathan Isaac, both the Torres brothers, Jacob Herman, Michael Collins, Adonis Gutierrez, they're fantastic, but I got to take my hat off to their defense and offensive line. This will be the last play of the game. El Molino comes up in a tight formation. Lewis gets the snap, hands it off again straight up the middle to DJ Ramilia, and he's drugged down right at the first down marker. The clock is running, and we will run out here, but don't go away. We've got a great post-game show coming. We're going to have some interviews with some star players for Piner. And we'll get some scores and highlights from Joe Pasquini, the Godfather. What a game for Piner Prospectors on their homecoming. They defeat El Molino 48-7 and run their undefeated season to 8-0. For Nick Mattis, Jeff Woodworth, Michael Barabalt, stick around for our post-game show. This has been the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions, so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral, habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
The thing about hearing loss is that it tends to sneak up on you. Those birds in the background of this commercial, for example,